Rav Kook here is addressing the bracha of Ava Rabba or Avas Olam, the introduction to Kriya Shema. And to frame Kriya Shema for us, he quotes a Gemara in Brachos and Daf Yud Daled. Amar Rav Yochanan, Harotze Shiyakabel Olav Ol Malchus Shemayim. A person who wants to fully accept upon themselves Ol Malchus Shemayim. So that really is the goal of Kriya Shema. That's the definition of Kriya Shema. So what does a person need to do? Number one, Yifane. They need to use the restroom, the facilities, and relieve themselves of any excrement. That's number one. V'yitol yadav, and wash your hands. So this is what we do in the morning. First thing, that's the Gemara. That's the introduction to Shema. But this is what we do in the morning. A person, for davening, of course, a person is generally careful, make sure to use the restroom before, because you're not allowed to daven if a person needs to use the restroom. If they have to relieve themselves, the davening could be disqualified. But it's also true, the Gemara says, ideally, this is the preparation for Kriya Shema. So number one, yifane, that means moving one's bowels. Number two, Netilas Yadayim. Number three, Yaniach Tfilin. Number four, V'yikra Kriyishma. And number five, V'yispalo. That's the ideal schedule for a person in the morning. So this is a practical formula, but Rav Kook, as always, takes a deeper look at this practical sequence of events. What does this symbolize? What does it mean? So he says, "Kedei liskos lamailas shleimus ha'adam ho'amitis," to arrive and merit the true, full wholeness of a person, tzarech chamesh hachanos. You need five preparations. Number one, lasalek es chesronosav hativim. Our pursuit of wholeness as a person means the first thing we need to do is remove the natural impurities that go along with our personality. So what are those? Kagon hamidos haraos. Every person is born with a different makeup, a different set of traits, different intuitions. Some people are born with more patience, and some of us are born with a lot less. So that is an inyan tivi that grows with us. Shemehatchuna hativis omea hergel shenasa teva. Sometimes we're not born with it, but we were raised in an environment where we accustomed and habituated to a particular natural inclination. Let's say somebody is naturally very giving, but they were raised in an extremely stingy environment. And so they had no modeling about being generous. They had no exposure to generosity. So the fact that they are naturally a generous person, the nature is going to affect them. The nurture is going to affect them. So Rav Kook says you have different negative qualities that emerge in life through nature and nurture. And the first step in achieving or pursuing at least our wholeness is to remove those things. Number two, Beis. Lasalek es chesronosav haritzonim. To remove the lack that we have, the things that we're embarrassed about, the things that draw us down, which are ritzonim. They're voluntary, they're volitional. We choose them. What are those? Bipu'ulos shebebechira, in the choices that we make. So the first step are things that we do out of habit or out of nature. Those are our knee-jerk reactions.
Involuntary.
The first group.
Right.
The second one are things that we choose.
Right.
We make decisions all the time of how to treat other people.
Right.
Those,
hopefully.
We do, whether we think about it or not.
Hopefully we treat them right.
Hopefully we treat them nicely, but When we make those bad decisions, those types of negative decisions, those are different than chesronos hativim. Gimel, now that we have removed the things that we don't want, gimel is liknos hamilos vahamidos hatovos hativios, to acquire for ourselves the good and noble qualities that are natural, meaning to habituate ourselves to become those types of naturally inclined people. So that could be through action, through habituation. That could also be through thoughts. I'll give you an example. This is a very powerful idea. We like to think that our emotional responses are built in and we can't control them through our mind, which is true in a certain sense, but in another sense, we can. We can change our teva, or the response to different events, to the first level, the aleph, the involuntary, quote unquote, in the following way. Let's say you're standing in the supermarket and you see someone coming toward you and they're on their cell phone and they're in the middle of a conversation and they're not paying attention to where they're driving their cart, and they drive right past you and they bump into you with their cart. So what's your gut instinctual reaction to that?
Smack them on the head.
Okay, that's a very extreme formulation.
No, take your cart and hit them.
Nachamol, that probably goes into the bechira. But what's the affect? What do you feel? You feel annoyed, at least. Irritated.
Somebody you know?
Could be also. You're annoyed. So somebody bumps their cart into you in the supermarket. Naturally, you feel annoyed. What if when you see that person coming down, they're wearing a Hatzolah jacket and they're listening to something in their earpiece and they're running past you? And they bump into you. Are you annoyed? So the question is, why not? So the answer is obvious. You have a cognitive frame through which you're viewing every situation in life. There is an element of cognition that plays a role in the emotional response. Because in the first case, your mind, your brain, is making a snap judgment that says, you know, careless, insensitive, idiot. That's what it says in a nanosecond. And in the second case, we have been trained to see a guy with a first responder jacket with an earpiece running to know an instant snap judgment says, emergency. Yes, that's the difference. If you did what Malcolm Gladwell calls the Martian test, you brought a Martian down and the Martian observed both situations, they would not know how to distinguish. They would say both of them are rude and inconsiderate. People talking on a phone, bumping into you in the supermarket.
But Viktor Frankl says that you have that incident and there's a time to react. So everyone goes like that. But you can buy space. That's my words.
Yes.
Between.
But this, the chiddush here is that the buying space is oftentimes managing the emotional response. I have an emotional response, and I'm going to buy space to consider how to express that. The chiddush here is that the emotional response is regulated by a previous set of assumptions that you make about life, and those are learned. If your assumptions about other people are one type, that's going to create a space and a frame for, right? The point that you're making is a valid point. It's an important point. Dr. Tversky talks a lot about this, that we can't control our emotions. We can control how we express and respond based on those emotions. The chiddush of this observation, which I think I don't know, maybe in Revolbi or somewhere, is that we can actually regulate our emotions by the cognitive assumptions that we build for ourselves. So if a person...
It's a higher level.
Exactly. It's a much higher level.
So it depends on how you view the world.
Exactly. The assumptions that you make.
People get angry because they think that things are supposed to be a certain way.
Exactly.
When
they don't meet that expectation, that's right. This is a whole nother level. So this is really, there are two.
Next week?
No. This is going to be level Dalid.
Okay.
Level Dalit is Liknos Hamilos Habechirios Hatluyos B'maisa. That is to come up with a set of ways of dealing with things when we are upset, but things that we choose. Right? The Chiddush of Gimel is that you can actually program yourself to change your teva based on how you see the world.
Or
your place in the world, right? It's about your perspective. It's all about the cognitive assumptions that you're making. Level Dalit is, I was insulted. I was hurt. I was triggered emotionally. Now I have Bechira. How do I respond? Right? That's a second, that's Dalit. And now we get to, hey, Sha'al Midas Hashlemus. And then there's the ultimate wholeness. She'ein Bekocho Lahasiga. That's just beyond us. There's some level that's beyond human capacity. And for that, what do we need? Yispalo el Hashem sheta'azreu teshuas Hashem gam b'ma Hashem milamala lamayla mehatchunaso hativis. We should ask the Rabbon Shalom, because he can make that happen. He can help us achieve what is above our level of wholeness. Lamayla from the Shlemus. So Rabbon Shalom, we're asking you, put us over the finish line. Those are the five steps. So now says Rav Kook, bomb pshat in this Gemara. Now let's put it together. Mechuvanim lezehim chamisha hadvarim hashnuyim kan. Correlated to these five levels are the five things that we mention. Behisnagus hatmidus in our practice regularly, b'chol yom, every day, l'kabolas ol malchus shemayim shlema. Now he goes through them, aleph, beis, gimel, dalet, hey. Aleph, yifane. What does it mean to relieve yourself? L'silo kapsolas hativis. That removes the physical excrement, excess of a person, but that's not learned, that's natural. Every person, when we eat, we generate excess. Negatir hanefesh ma'amidas haros hanemtzos. That is correlated with the idea of removing the natural, the habituated natural negative qualities. That's number one.
So when we go to the bathroom, we should be thinking, this is part of it. That it's the training wheels.
That's right.
To doing the, you know, just
that's
in the habit.
That's right.
You can't always decide when you're going to go. You know,
yes, but in a person who follows this schedule, in an ideal, obviously you don't always decide. But this is exactly. So Rav Kook says you shouldn't think this in the restroom because you don't think Divrei Torah in the restroom. But before the person, in an ideal world, if a person is like on the highest level of tzidkus, before they use the restroom, they're thinking the same way that I'm removing the physical excesses of my body. I'm also imagining that the Ribbono Shel Olam is putting me in a situation. Now I'm accepting upon myself to remove the spiritual excesses. The same way that many of us, when we do Bedikas Chametz, not only do we think about finding actual Chametz, we think about finding the Seor Shebi'isa, the Chametz in the Nefesh. We think about our Midos Ros that we're thinking about when we do Bedikas Chametz.
So to take it to its next step, so you come, you go to the bathroom.
One step. So what's up? Don't go after that yet. One second. So one step first. First step is the removal of the physical negative things that we've built up over time. That's the first thing. Then after that, he says, Beis is yitol yadav. What is the idea of your hands? Your hands are the things that express your activities in life. And you make choices of how to use your hands. You don't make a choice to develop psolus that needs to be removed in the restroom. That's tivi, that's natural. But the hands, you choose whether you want to have an open hand to another person or you want to have a closed hand. That's a choice. So neged, washing your hands, says Rav Kook, is the idea of framing this activity, l'silo kachesronos shebahem, washing them is purifying our actions. In the morning, the person first thinks, I'm going to have a day where I'm going to remove the psolus that has become natural to me. Then I'm going to wash my hands, I'm going to purify. After I remove the natural, I'm going to purify the things which are a choice. Then gimel, yaniach tefillin. Why? Why should the person put on tefillin? Because tefillin is lekinyan hamailos vahamidos hatovos hativios. The tefillin is opposite the head and the heart. Those are the things which are natural and internal to us. Kedah amru chazal, like chazal said, shetefillin oz heim li Yisrael. They are our strength. Shebechiburon el aguf, that they are tied to our body. Hin mekadshos asateva b'midos tovos v'tivrios. Like he quotes from the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Tefillin, that when a person wears tefillin, it affects their character. A person has the awareness of God. They have humility. V'chulei. So go down now to Dalad. Yikra Kriya Shema. What happens when a person recites Shema? Lekabolas Avodas Hashem. You accept upon yourself your mission, the things that you need to do. Ol Malchus Shemayim v'ol Mitzvos. In Shema, it's the reality of Hashem being the king, and then it's the Ol Mitzvos. In Vahaya, what we are obligated to do in actions. B'mailos HaBechira. Vahaya im Shemala, if we listen and we do the right thing, and if the opposite, if not. And then after that, hey, Achar kol eile, after all these things, b'mashalot tasik yado, for the things that we can't accomplish, they're beyond our physical abilities, b'chlefi chulshas tivo, because of our physical limits. We have limits. We can't conquer everything. Even after we tried our best to be mesalek the psolus of our midos rose that we habituated to, that became natural to us, even after we tried to remove the negative influences in our choices, even after we donned the tefillin to elevate ourselves internally, morally, even after we said Shema and we accepted to make the right types of choices, even after that we might still struggle. So what, you know what we do? We daven to Hashem. We say, Ribono Shel Olam, get us across the finish line. Yispalel. Yispalel Hashem Yisbarach Sh'ya'amitz Chelo V'yizakeu Lovo L'rum HaMailos. That you should give us, Hashem, give us the ability and the merit to be at the highest level. V'zui Kabbalas Omalchus Shemaim Shleima. And that is the full acceptance of Hashem. Shebegomro chok ha'ishtadlus ba mitzad atzmo, after we do everything that we can within our power, misromeim hu algaba elatfila, that brings us to davening. So for Rav Kook, the morning routine is a schedule of personal self-development and self-actualization. First, it's sur meira, take away the negative elements, the natural and the volitional. Then it's asei tov, make our commitment for the day to have good midos and to make good choices. And then say to the Ribbono Shel Olam, look, I'm doing the best I can. Can you help me finish this job? And that's how the person, according to Rav Kook, that's how he understands the Gemara for Rav Yochanan, for the person who wants to be mekabel ol malchus shamayim shleima in the fullest, completest way. That's the recipe for a daily morning routine.